Wednesday night or the Beis Shvat. Shmaitza Beis Perik Tes Zayin. Okay, I'm gonna chazer over Baal Peh Perik Tes Zayin to where we're up to. Then we'll continue inside. So you can sit back and relax. Okay, according to the Magid Mishnah, a woman's nemonus to say that the child is kosher when it's a pnuyah shezinsa, and you Rabbonan asa the pnuyah shezinsa, the child. It's called a shtuki. Maybe we should know that. It's called a shtuki, and Rabbonan asa it, and shtuki abishol hayakarev shtuki beduki, and boit kinesimo, and she could say lekosher nevalti. That's really the Gemara. I mean, that's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. It means we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. That's what that Gemara means. Abishol hayakar. That shtuki is also midrabbonin as a Mishnah in Kiddushin, as or Yuchsin. Shtuki is also midrabbonin. You know, if you just learned the first parak subis, maybe we should give more background here. If you just learned the first Mishnah subis, you don't really know necessarily mamzerus. It's talking about a chashash of kahuna, that she became possible to kahuna, that a daughter that's born can't marry a kohen. If it's a daughter that's born, if she's muberes. In Asor Yuchsin it says that they asked shtuki. The Rabbanan asked shtuki. Abishol ha'yikore l'shturi beduki. Kloimar shaboit ginesimoi. And she can say l'koshin avalti. Meaning, we pass going Rabbi Gamliel in the first Perek Subis, and the Rabbi Gamliel that says in the first Perek Subis that she's nemon to say the kid's kosher, and that's for kahuna. So, is Naaman, she's Naaman to say the kids kosher the call. Now, the Magad Mishnah addresses the Issa to the call. This is the problem. He only addresses the Issa to the call. And he says the reason she's Naaman is because the kids anyway kosher, with the Araisa. So, Rabbanan decided to believe her. Okay. So, question number one is, what about the din that she could be machsher herself to kahuna? That's already an issa d'oraisa, right? This is zayna to the kohen is d'oraisa. So that's question number one. Question number two is the Beis Shmuel's question that the Megamliel is matir even by roiv psula metzla. The Shmaitza in Perek Tes Zayin in the beginning ignores his own answer to that. That anyway it would be sofik mamza mutter. He ignores that, and he just goes, and the Beis Shmuel asks that question. The Beis Shmuel's answer, the Shmaitza doesn't like. The Beis Shmuel's answer is that we consider the possibility that she went to him, and it's called kavua kamachs al machsa domi, and therefore the robe is ineffective, so to speak. So the Shmaitza says, yeah, but what about, that's good by Mu'uberes, but what about Re'uha Medaberes, and they see, let's say, that the boil came to her. You know, you have to cover all the bases. You can't just pick and choose. What are you going to do in that case? Okay. The Shmaitza then quotes a Tosfos in the first Perek in Ksubis that Rabbi Gamliel's Rabbi Gamliel's believing her, that Lakoshin of Aldi against Eroiv Psulim is based on Chazoka Isha Mazana by Dekas Umazana. The Gemara mentions that, the Gemara mentions it in the Braisa, contrasting it to Shvuya. And so Taisa says that's Takar Magamliel's reason. We're going to have later that really the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara puts the focus of Magamliel's Shita as Bori, Olam Le Bori. So how does that fit in with Taisa? That it's Chazoka, Isha, Mazana, Vedekas, and Mazana, not Bori. But Shmaitza will address that later on in the parak. Bori itself is an issue which the Shmaitza does not address yet. Maybe he will. The issue of is it Bori? The Gemara calls it Eidus. If you know the first parak Subis, in one Bryce it's called Zui Eidus. It's a funny Lashon, Eidus. Bori is also a funny Lashon. You don't usually find the Lashon of Bori by Issa the Heter. You find a Lashon Bari when two people are in Bezdin fighting over Momonos. You don't find a Lashon of Bari. Actually, though, again, if you know Ksubis, the first Perek, so on Daftes, by Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Nemun Ma'isra, Olav, the Rishonim do consider, what is she saying? What is she saying? Like, where is she in all of this? she doesn't pop up till the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. What is she saying on Daf Tes? So she's either quiet, it says, or she's makhishim. She's saying, I'm a basul, I wasn't a ba'ula. But if she would say, let's say one of the stardom there, then she'd be them. When Rabbi Yonah talks about Bari, Rabbi Yonah does bring in the Indian of Bari, and the Achrayim jump on him. What are you bringing in Bari for? Daftes is dealing with Issa Veheter. If she's usher to him or mutter to him, what do you? So they talk about it vis-a-vis the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel Yud Daled, that talks about Lakoshin of Alti and talks about Bari. Akabonim the Shmaitza will be dealing with. Taisa says at this point the Shmaitza quotes cites Taisa that it's Isha Mazana Bedekas of Mazana. That's the reason for Nemonis. Yeah. The Gemara really says it. Taisa talks about the Gabi Rapesul. The Ra'ah asks on Taisa. That's very nice if she did it Barotso, but what about if she was Nansa? She was Rabbi Gamliel by Nansa also. I think the last Mishnah in the first Perek has a case of Nansa, Maisa B'Tinoikas Achas, that she went to draw water and she was Nanas. So to be fair, Nansa also you have to cover. So the Ross says, you can name one who was Barotso. Attack, I don't know what the Rod does with the Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph. Okay, the Rod, it was Barotso. So the Shmaitzer doesn't like that because of the long, the Taisus on Daftes. I won't go through the whole Shakla Vitari of Taisus and how Taisus got to that Maskana, but Taisus's Maskana is that there is no Roiv that tells you to assume Abiyah was Barotso. That if it was Boingus, there would have been a coil and you would have heard about it. On a D'Oraisa level, there's no assumption of Ratzon over Oinus. That's what Taisa seems to be saying on Daftes. So L'chumra, you could say that. You have like a Roiv Ratzon, because if it was an Oinus, you would have heard about it. But that's just to go L'chumra, but not to go L'kula. And here we want to go L'kula. You can't say, we want to go L'kula, because we want to use Isha Mizana by Dekas of Mizana, which quite obviously only has relevance if it was Barotso, not if it was Ba'inus. Again, one of the things what they did nowadays deal with regularly is that there really isn't any more Chazok Isha B'dekas and Mazana, because you're dealing with people who haven't the slightest inkling nor care if it's B'dekas, to be B'dekas and Mazana. That's one point. Another point is, do you say Isha Mizana B'dekas Mizana when it comes to Kashas Lavoi B'Kohol? And ironically, a Goy becomes the Kosher. A Goy becomes the Kosher. If you know she was nibble to a Goy, so you're home free with the kid. You're home free with the kid, Lagabe Kashas Lavoi B'Kohol. Do you say Chazok Isha B'dekas Mizana that she picked a Goy instead of a Jew in order to make the kid kosher lovei b'kol? Weird. So they deal with these things. They deal with Bari versus Eidus. I told you, it gets the halacha l'maisa is murky. It's murky. Okay. Now, so the Shmaitzer wants to know, what do you do? What are we going to do here? We don't like the Magen Mishnah, we don't like the Beis Shmuel, and now we can't like Taisus either because of the Ra'os Kasha, and we don't like the Ra'os Teretz. So what are we going to do? Then the Shmaitzer throws in, I'm not worried about the Vlad, I have what I said back in Perek Tzvav, that it's always Sofik Mamzer, and therefore you always have the Magen Mishnah's point, the Gabi the Vlad. So even if I need Midrabbonon, there's a Rove Ratzon. So I have, on the Midrabbonon level, the Chazok Isha B'dekas Mizana, I'm also okay, because we only have a problem on the Midrabbonon level. Because on the Midrabbonon level, it's Sofik Mamzer. So I'm not worried about the kid, says the Shmaitzer. Okay. So the Shmaitzer says as follows. He says, really, you end up with a Sofik Ashokul. By Roy Psula. And that you have roif pasulim, which are only relevant, well, not only, roif pasulim is relevant if there's an oinus. You say, well, it's roif pasulim. But maybe it was rotzon, even if it's not assumption of rotzon, thanks to Tosfos on that test, that tells us that on a d'oraisa level, we cannot assume it was rotzon. But it's a suffix ashokol, maybe it was rotzon, maybe it was oinus. He says, you're covered. If you're covered, because how are you covered? If it was oinus, you got a problem. It's very psula. If it's baratzon, you don't have a problem because he shook mazana by dekas of mazana. So that's where habori helps. Habori helps. It's a suffix ashokol. So that's comes the bori. So now everything's miyushev. All the kashas are miyushev. Why is she nemon against the roi psulim? It's because of the roi. It's because of the isha mazana by dekas of mazana. Ah, you can't nemon because the roi was only on a drabonon level. Okay. But you still have a suffix ashok, right? And then you have habori. Habori wins the day. So it's not really chazaka b'dekas mizana that's winning the day at the end by roi psulim, because it couldn't. Because you only can say b'dekas mizana if it's rotzon, and you have no right to assume it's rotzon on a d'oraisa level. But that's where habori saves the day in a suffix ashok. So we've answered roi psulim metzla why she's nemon, and we've answered the Beis Shmuel's kasha. In other words, we've answered that inyan of roif psulim, and now he says it's, the Shmaitzer makes the point that now it's miyushev. Another question: the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel's point, the crux, the nub of Rabbi Gamliel's sheet is that olam leibori da perilu b'chad sveika nami machshir. That's the way the Gemara phrases it. So there's a couple of. He says, now I'm going to answer a couple of questions that share on this Gemara. The Gemara looks at Rabbi Gamliel and says, the nub of Rabbi Gamliel is olam leibori dafila b'chad sveika osar. So he says, well, first of all, why didn't the Gemara say dafila b'roi psulim? I'm sorry, dafila b'chad sveika hit there. Olam leibori that he's matir even b'chad sveika. Rabbi Shua is matir b'svek sveika. That's how the Gemara goes. Shua is matir in svek sveika. And Rabbi Gamliel is Rabbi Shua and Asus, but he's matir by Svek Sveika. And Rabbi Gamliel is the champion of Bori. So Svek the Shmaitzer, wait. First of all, why didn't the Gemara say that the Bori helps even by Roy Psulim? I think that's a marvelous, that's a Koach of Bori. Like the best the Gemara can come up with is that Rabbi Gamliel has the Koach of Bori even by one Sofek. Gemara could have said even by Roy Psulim. Why didn't the Gemara say that? That's question one. Question two is, what do you mean Olam Le Bori? The Shvuya saying Bori. You're not believing the Shvuya. Shvuya saying Bori. And question three is that, wait a second, Taisa said it's Isha Mazana, but Dekas Mazana. So now everything comes together. That wasn't what Taisa meant. The Ikar reason is Bori. The Taka the Ikar reason is Bori. But it's only good if you have a suffix ashokol, and you have a suffix ashokol thanks to Isha Mazana by Dekas Mazana. So you have a suffix ashokol because Rove, where you would apply Isha Mazana by Dekas Mazana, or Ines, where you have the Roif Psulim. So you have a suffix ashokol, so you would use the Bori. Okay, that's where we're up to now. We'll start with the Oid. The old Niril Anias Daiti, right before a few lines, literally two or three lines, or four lines, however you have it, before Umatsasi Siulazemi Dibi Harashma Bechidusha. Yep. The old Niril Anias Daiti, he's saying slightly different now. He's saying slightly differently. He's going to say that even if we would consider the roiv barotzo to be a valid roiv, still you would need medekas mazana would only make it a suffix ashokol, and you would still need the bori to solve your problem, and the gemara would still be good. There are Gamliel's olam leibori. The hachazaka bedekas umuzana, even at best, meaning even if we would have the rov on a diorisa level, so you would say, okay, let's use bedekas umuzana and problem solved. No, einu oisa la machza. It's just not that strong. The chazaka is not that powerful. It's not a super good chazaka that we know for sure. No, that's a different type of chazaka. When you say ruba chazaka, ruba odif, it's not talking about a chazaka. It's talking about a chazaka de meikara. It's not talking about a chazaka of birur, like isha mazana, bedekas mazana. It's a different type of chazaka. You don't necessarily say ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif against that. He says what he means. It's just not that powerful. It only makes it machzo, machzo, sofek. And the levy roi psulim kamachzo al machzo on yedei chazaka. Now, it evens the playing field with the roi psulim. But really, it's the bori. Shema chazaka deina maseres atzmol apostolo havalei miyat kasherim kamachzo al machzo. Okay? So that's why the Gemara emphasizes and says that the nob of Rabbi Gamliel is the bori. But that's Lamaisa, why she's nema negan roi psulim, is because of the bedekas of mezanim, but not completely and wholly. That just evens the playing field, and now you have a suffix, so again it's bori. Okay. Umatsosi siyua lezeh, he's bringing a raya from his pshat, medivri harashbo bechidusha perik asori yuchse, from the rashbin kidusha, vezeh lashono. Actually, in part of the Rashba, is not like the Shmaitzah, not like the Shmaitzah, what he said in Perek Tezvav, that Safek Mamzer is even B'mokam Arov. So, he wants to bring a riot to another point from the Rashba. Michlau Shmuel Zunira, says the Rashba, the Shmuel about Shtuki, Arusa She'ibra, the Shtuki, Nirish Leomra Mamza Vade Omra Toyovalo Sofek Elak Shamachsum Yaksherim. The Chol Kihai who Davi Sofek. Avalheka Davi Roy Psulim. Kamamza Vade Mashvile. The Ruba the Arisa. That's certainly not like the Shmaitzer in Perik Tesvav. So he says Roy Psulim would make Mamza Vade. How would you have Roy Psulim? If she's an Arusa. If she's an Arusa, so then anybody would make the, if anybody else was boiled her, anybody else is the father, the kids are Mamza. Elam came Botkla Simo Varma the Koshin of Alti to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Babushol. Okay, unless she says the Koshin of Alti. The Arusa She'ibra Shavlat Shtuki. So why don't you say the Vlad Zavadei Mamza? Avogav the Roy Psulim. He's asking on himself. So why don't you say by an Arusa? Arusa, she's a. Everybody's Psulim Etzel except for one person. Right? She's married. She's Kedusha. So why don't you say the kids. Why does the Gemara say. She's not talking. If she would talk, she'd be Nema to say the question about it. If she would name the Oros as the father, she would be saying the question about it. Barusa Shebra as a Vlad Shtuki. I forgot the Roy Psulim. Why don't you say Mamza Badai? I said it's a beautiful riot to the Shmaitzer. But the Rashba asks it for a Kasha. Shiny Arusa, the Talinim Ba'orus. There's a certain logic. Because to him it's mutter, and she's motzu yetzlo, and you know there's a svara that he probably couldn't wait, he couldn't control himself, he couldn't wait. So there's a svara to be toilet in the orus. So that at least makes it machzo al machzo. Uboris havelei had the gomel of the dog. Bavuka mafiluachin neged roif psulim enu ele kamachzo. The shmaitzer, even though the rashi was very bad for the shmaitzer, but he wants to bring the rashi to show. That, you know, when you're against Roy Psulim, sometimes the best you can hope for is a Machzal Machzal. So this svara that it's mutter, the orus, etc., is only machza al machza. So the kosh gave me with kisherim, and she's saying b'dekas u'mazana, right? The lav had the gavur who k'may orus. It's not that. She's not winning any awards. She was the kosh in Ebalah. Yeah, she's not winning the modesty award of Tafshinai and Beis, awarded by Ramat Beit Shemesh Beis. She's not winning the Sneas award. So who come over? They know the Kamach from Machu. To the Oros, she's better. Oros is a more glatt the heter, even though it's also obviously come to be boiled until the Sheva Brachos, till the Chuppah. But it's heter Gomer, he calls that, in contradistinction to anybody that boil of Pruya is also.
No, it's
water
derisa, right?
What?
Oros is water derisa.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no isser. There's a drabbanon to wait till Sheva Brachos. Yeah, Kalabli Brachos or the Baila Kanida. Yeah, but the rice is mutter. You don't have a schus to do it, but it's mutter. But still, you see, in the Rashi, but it only brings it up to the level of machzal machzal, the kind of suffix mamzal. So, so you're not going to do better than that with Zekos Mazane, so that's why she has to say boring. Yeah, I mean, it's a funny to bring a raya from the Rajba when the Rajba is like a mefarish, contradictory to the Shmaitzer's point in Perek Tezvok, that you're a suffix mamzer even if you have a raya.
Yeah, but there's a lot of big differences between the cases.
Why? Right.
First of all, there's no time here.
Talking about the Shmaitzer's, you say that Ruben Issa, come on, you're still a suffix. That's what I'm talking
also,
about.
Even though
what do you mean also?
No.
you keep driving.
No, I understand that. But another problem is that with the Oros, you only have one Oros.
Doesn't matter.
Even though it's a Heter Gomer, but with the Rav Sulian, you...
Okay, okay. Good. No chill. Anyway, but he wants to make a point with the Rashi. He wants to make a point that with Roy Tzulim, you have things, you'll bring it up to the level of half and half. Something Ashokul. So that's what B'Dekas HaMazana does also. That's all. That's his point. And therefore, the Bori is what's winning the day. His rise to that point, though.
But it depends on comparing the power of Talinin on the Oros to B'Dekas HaMazana.
Right. So he's saying Talinin on the Oros is certainly more Mustavra to do, where it's Heter Gomer. B'Dekas HaMazana, where she's not winning any awards. And still, even the Oros, which is Heter Gomer, is only Machzal Machzal. You have super duper, but why don't you have B'Dekas HaMazana?
Why is Talina on the Oros for sure more powerful than B'Dekas HaMazana?
Because it's Heter Gomer. And B'Dekas HaMazana, she's doing an Aveira, because she's not passing herself to Kahuna. You don't see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, we'll stop here so that we put everybody out of their.